In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. O Holy Mary, help the helpless, strengthen the fearful, comfort the sorrowful, pray for the people, plead for the clergy, intercede for all women vowed to God. May thy mighty assistance be felt by all who keep this commemoration of thy holy name. Thus begins the office of the Blessed Virgin Mary for today on this feast of her holy name. And this beautiful antiphon will be chanted at the end of the Mass by the sisters as we pray before Maria and Bambina. In former times, the Feast of the Nativity of Mary was kept with a full octave, and the fact that we have this Feast of the Holy Name of Mary is a remnant of that. It began with September 8th, and it culminates, as it still does, on the 15th, which would have been the octave of the Nativity of Mary, but also, as we know, the Feast of Our Lady of Sorrows. 9 long months ago, we celebrated the conception of this child in the womb of her mother Anne. And only a few days ago, we celebrated her coming into the world. Today, though, we join our voices with those of our fathers in the faith in times past, who, invoking the words of the divine sage in the Canticle of Canticles, cried out, Quae es ista? Who is that? Today, this holy child, begotten by a miraculous and immaculate conception, redeemed in this especial manner by her Son, that is, by preserving remedy from original sin, now enters the world and must be given her holy name. This infant was born of a woman named Anna, or Hannah, which in Hebrew means grace. Thus it is that grace gave birth to Maryam, a name which is interpreted as meaning simply lady, but also can be interpreted to mean star of the sea. This was indeed the preferred interpretation of our fathers, for they read, as we too can read in the Holy Latin version of the scriptures, that God in the beginning gathered together the waters and called them Maria, that is to say in Latin, the seas. And so our fathers were fond of saying, God gathered together all the waters of the world and called them Maria, and so too, by Holy Anne, he gathered together all the graces of his creation and called it Maria. Truly she is the star of the sea. For of all children of Adam and Eve, she alone can be called a gleaming star in the tempestuous waters of original sin. For it was her alone whom these waters were never allowed to touch. But as our patron, St. Francis de Sales, would say, as those waters rushed upon her with as much impetuosity as they did upon all the other wretched daughters of Eve, with her they did not come to the point of touching her, but stopped as she passed from nothingness into existence, the moment of her conception. And so now on this holy day, we give her the name which is due to her, the name of the Most Holy Lady, who is truly Star of the Sea, our fallen race's solitary boast, the Holy Virgin Mary. Today in many parts of our nation, people are praying especially for an end to the destruction of unborn life and remembering all those who have died through the unspeakable sin of abortion. We are reminded often by the pro-life movement that life begins at conception. That is to say, each of our lives began in the conception in the womb of our mothers. But today, on this feast of the Holy Name of Mary, as we have just commemorated her nativity, remembering her holy and immaculate conception on December 8th, we are reminding that it is on that day, truly, that conception, that our life began. Yes, we obtain natural life through conception in the womb of our mother, but it was on that day, when Mary was conceived, that our path to eternal life was forged. She was truly the Immaculate Way, made straight from the first, truly the way of the Lord who was to come as our Redeemer. But as was fitting his dignity, it could not be a crooked way which was then straightened out, rather made straight from the first. And so, as the heart of our Lord was pierced on Calvary, the blood and water that rushed out transcended all time to take the place of the waters of original sin, which would otherwise have engulfed the soul of Mary as she came into existence. Yesterday, then, remembering all the unborn in the womb who have already been conceived, praying that they may enter life, and praying for an end to the scourge of abortion, we place ourselves at the knees of this holy child who today receives her most holy name. O Holy Mary, help the helpless, strengthen the fearful, comfort the sorrowful, pray for the people, plead for the clergy, intercede for all women vowed to God. May thy mighty assistance be felt by all who keep this commemoration of thy holy name. Amen.